Blog Talk Radio.
Telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool.
truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Saturday night, and you are here experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the brother like no other, with the man with the plan, the real good doctor himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome into the studio. Oh, come on, y'all.
All right, my brother. On the show once again, and we're going to speak about some things to help our folks reach that mountaintop of success so we can all achieve our very best. So peace and blessings to everyone, and I'm glad to see that, you know, we were able to come on and bring this message to our people, because the bottom line right now is that we can definitely make some positive change in our community. It's just a matter of us truly believing and knowing that we have the ability to do it. But again, we need to come together in unity. We need to come together in a state of mind of positivity, not in negativity, coming together to be at each other's throat, to either verbally down each other out or to physically do each other out, you know, with a knife or a gun or something crazy like that. So we don't need to come off like that. But what we can do is reach out to help one another, to be a blessing to one another, to show some caring and respect for one another. And coming off and dealing with it like that, we can see a brand new community in our community. No longer hearing about our children killing one another or adults killing our children even killing our adults. We don't need to have none of that madness going on. But what we do need to have going on is us coming together in unity and being a blessing to our community. And that's something that we can definitely do. But the bottom line is that we have to really start to change our negative thinking, positive thinking, and start to see ourselves as true brothers and sisters that want to help each other and want to be able to change our community. Because right now, you know, we're seeing a very impoverished community, and that's one of the reasons why you see so many negative things happening in our community. Because when you're, you know, drowning in poverty, and you don't have enough money to make ends meet, whether it's to get food to eat, whether it's to buy clothing, whether it's to even have a roof over your head, that puts you in a bad situation. And unfortunately, we have quite a few of our people in that situation. But the thing about it is we can definitely change that situation. But again, instead of just saying, no, I'm looking out for me. Me and my wife and my children, and that's it. Whatever happens to anybody outside of that, I don't give a damn. And we can't have that kind of negativity. We have to start to see things from a positive perspective and reach out to one another to help each other. So anyway, one of the things I really wanted to speak on is that in the two main approaches to coming out of the dungeon of poverty in our community, one of them is physically coming together in unity. And when I say physically, I'm talking about us finding different things that can really be very helpful for our people and sharing that with each other. You know, whether it's a program that's on the internet, whether it's showing people how they can start their own business, whether it's an opportunity where you can just get a good paying job. There's a lot of different things out there that can pull you out of poverty so that you can at least be making some serious money. But the bottom line is that if you're not going to do that, what the situation is going to be is that you're going to be in a situation where, you know, our people are just going to be stuck in that situation. And then the other side of it is, as I said earlier, coming out of a negative mindset of seeing ourselves as being incapable of coming out of poverty, and they call that poverty consciousness. And what we need to do is see we have the ability coming out of it. But the more easier it will be for us is when we come together in unity, mm-hmm. you know, and then you have organizations that have money and you have individuals that have money too, that are multimillionaires and some that are even billionaires. But the thing about it is you just can't be a black person that selfishly is holding on to that money and has two or three mansions and, you know, about 10 or 20 cars, you know, luxury cars and all that kind of crazy stuff. That's not really what it's all about. I mean, I know people want to brag about how rich and wealthy they are, but at the same time, they don't want to reach out and help one another. And we have been brainwashed to want to hate and not to have anything to do with one another. But we have to change that negative mindset and start to see things from a positive perspective where we should respect and want to help each other. And then we can truly be true sisters and brothers to one another. And that's really important because we have a future generation. And one of the reasons why these gang wars are still going on and there's so much hatred in our children's hearts towards one another because they don't see the true love and respect that we're supposed to have as adults for one another. So you're supposed to pass that down to them so that they could have that in their minds and hearts as well. So these are things that we need to reach out to help one another on, because if we're going to stay in a selfish mode for those that have money and don't want to help each other, that the ones that are, you know, sick and needy and, you know, really poor and in serious suffering situations financially, then basically that situation is just going to get worse. But if we can come together and really say, you know what, I'm going to see what I could do to start a program to help these guys, or I'm going to see what I can do. I'm a serious multi-million-dollar guy. I got, you know, $50 million in my bank account. I can at least give out, you know, 10 of them, and I'll keep $40 million for myself. But at least $10 million we could put into a nice program and see what we could do to help our people, you know. And the other thing is when you bring minded people that really want to help our folks that are multimillionaires, and in other communities, that's what happens. You got, you know, 50, 30, 20 millionaires that come together and each of them give up $10 million, then you got a serious amount of money. And that's something else that could be done as well. But the bottom line is, do you even want to reach out and help? And is that something that we really need to do? But do you want to? And the other side of it is something that is very real as well. When you look in the United States here and you see that we got about 40 million or 45 million people that exist in this community, if each of us gave up even just, you know, $1, that's, you know, 40 million, you know, right there. And that's the other side of it is if we gave up $5 or $3 or $10 and it's 40 million of us, or even if it was half of those that, you know, we would still be with a large amount of money that we could utilize. But the big problem that we have is that we're constantly asking the city or the state or the feds to give us money. And you're not going to be in a situation where you're going to get multi-millions of dollars from the government to really help you to help your community. Because, unfortunately, the way that the government is rigged is to definitely keep us down and out as a group of people. Mm-hmm. And when you're on your bended knee begging for Master Charlie to give you money, he's not going to do it. Or if he does give you money, they'll give you crumbs off the table, like maybe, you know, $1,000, maybe $300 or $500, and say, here, you know, we gave money to these guys in these communities, so they all got money from us. But what did you give them? Did you give them, you know, $5 million or $50 million or $20 million, or did you just give them $200 or $300? So the bottom line is that we independently can come together in unity and can definitely help our community. Because even with us giving just $5 or $10, if we have millions of our people contributing that kind of money, we can definitely have a lot of money that we could put into different programs that could really be very helpful. like we were talking about earlier, entrepreneurial programs that can teach our youth as well as our adults how they can start their own businesses. We could also give finance money so that our people can get startup money to get their business up and running. You know, even if it's just $100,000 or $50,000, you know, especially if we're working together to help one another, then these are ways that we can definitely, you know, have more power and strength in making assurement that these folks that are trying to start their businesses can be successful with it, you know. And these are things that we can do, but again, unity in our community is important. Caring for one another is important. Respecting one another is important. Uplifting one another is important. And being, once again, a blessing to one another is very important. So we have to reach out to help each other. And in doing so, we can turn the negative things that we see in our community totally around. Also, one of the things that's very important in our community that needs to be done as well is stopping the violence in our community, because our youth do not need to be killing each other, and our adults don't need to be killing our youth, and our youth don't need to be killing our adults. And even though some of you might feel that's not really a problem in our community, or really is not, then why are we hearing every week that there's some kids in different states and cities throughout the United States that are killing each other, that are black? You know, one thing for sure is that our kids are, you know, the ones that are always being spoken about. You know, you don't may not hear about it in the Hispanic community. You definitely may not hear about it in the white community, about white kids killing each other. You may not hear about it in the Asian community or even in the Native American community. If some kids got together and killed 5 or 8 or 10 kids, you know, it may not even come on the news. But if black kids kill each other, it's definitely going to come on the news. They're going to show you pictures of them. They're going to show you, you know, how that happened. And you're going to hear several different stories from different people on why it happened and all this kind of crazy stuff. But when it happens on the other side of the table, you know, you hardly ever see or hear about that. And the reason why is because they don't want you to see a picture of their people as being murderers as well. And they are murderers. Not only are they murderers against our people, but they're also murderers against their own people. But the bottom line is that those kind of things that we're seeing in our community with our own people killing one another is something that we can definitely stop. But again, we have to create positive programs for our youth to change their minds from acting in a negative and crazy way of wanting to disrespect one another, you know, hating one another and all that kind of crazy stuff that causes them to easily pull a trigger. You know, and like I said before, what really blew my mind was listening to this nigger hate music where, you know, this white guy was playing this in a place called Pelham, New York. And I couldn't even believe that he pressed that button with his friends in front of me so I could hear a black rapper saying, you know, hey, you know what? You know, because these niggas are nothing but worthless pieces of crap, if you actually kill them, you're doing them a favor. And I'm like, what? If you kill a black person, you're doing them a favor? What the heck are you talking about? But that was in the music to brainwash our kids to feel that there's no problem with you pulling that trigger or stabbing that person in the neck or in the back or in the heart. The bottom line is you're doing them a favor if you kill them. And we don't need our kids to listen to that lie. We are not doing our kids any favors by killing one another. But the bottom line is we need to be respecting and reaching out to help one another. And when we can do it from that perspective and do it in a positive manner, that's when we're going to see some positive things come about. But our kids need to have positive programs to pull their minds out of those negative ways of being brainwashed and to taught by this system to hate one another, to want to kill one another and all of that. And once we start to teach them positive ways that they can respect one another, that instead of being ashamed of being a black person, they could be proud of it. And like James Brown said, hey, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. How the heck you going to be black and you're proud if you can't even have black history in your schools, mm-hmm. or even if your family doesn't teach you any of the black history that would make any black youth feel proud of being black? Because there are many things that our people did in this world that were awesome and amazing things. But guess what? We're never being taught that, not only in the school system, but unfortunately, even in our families, we're not being taught about the great things that our people have done. And these are things that need to be changed. Our kids deserve to know the past history of our people and the great, awesome, and amazing things that our people did in the past. And the thing about it is, all we're being taught through this system is the greatest thing that black people ever did was be slaves for white people. And that's a lie. That was not the greatest thing that we ever did, and that was the worst thing that we ever did. But the bottom line is that we've been told to see that as something that was great for us, that doesn't even make any sense, because the way that we were abused and taken advantage of, really put into torturous situations with our people stuck in slavery at that time, that was nothing to be proud of. And that's another reason why some of our youth and even adults feel ashamed once they hear about that aspect of us being caught up in the slavery. But the other side of it is, there are huge amounts of things that we did in the past that was wonderful. And like I shared before, you know, even when you look at, you know, the spaceships that, you know, we were told that we didn't even have the smartness to even build a car or a motorcycle or an airplane or even a spaceship. Our people were just too ignorant and didn't know how to do that. That's what's been taught by the system. But the bottom line is that that was a lie. Because even there was a brother, you know, that was a black historian, and he was bringing people into Egypt to show them on the Egyptian walls the paintings that the ancient Egyptians had put on there. And they showed a spaceship in the sky that was being flown by a black person that was going to other planets and leaving planet Earth. And it was really interesting to see that, because it showed hundreds of thousands of years ago, before white people even knew what a spaceship was, our people were building them. So these are things that our people did that we were told that we didn't even have the smarts to do, but we did that way before, you know, they even did it. And the thing about it is, our people were the first people on this planet. And being that we were, there was a lot of great opportunities that came to us first before white people were even introduced to it. And some of the things that we actually did receive, you know, that we did, many of those things were taken away from us. Even something modern, like, you know, when you look at Con Edison, and the reason why they called it Con, because there was a conning involved with that. But one of the things about the brother that actually created a light bulb, you know, it was never even acknowledged that the brother, you know, was the one that, you know, actually created that. But he came up with that idea, and he shared it with the owner of Con Edison. And then they took that knowledge and claimed that, no, no black person did this. We did it. We white folks did this, you know. And the funny thing about it was, that spread not only just in the United States, but it went throughout the world, because people around the world started buying light bulbs. You know, so at night you can see things that you normally couldn't see with just a candlelight, because if the wind blew or anything like that, that candlelight went out. And you couldn't see nothing. But with the light bulb, whether the wind was blowing or not, it didn't make a difference. And it was a great thing what he created. But the bottom line was, they didn't want him to have any acknowledgement on that. And he died in poverty. You know, he should have died a millionaire for what he did, because he helped not only just people in the United States, but around the world. And Con Edison made billions of dollars off of that. But they didn't even want to give him a dime, a nickel, or a penny of what he should have been able to receive as the creator of the light bulb. So these are things that our people have done as great geniuses, whether it's being able to fly through the sky and deal with spaceships, whether it's creating light bulbs and many other things that our people have done throughout the years, but you're not supposed to know that. All you're supposed to know is that the greatest thing that you ever done was be a slave for white people, and that's a lie, you know. But once we can break out of the lies and seeing ourselves from that negative perspective that this system and society has placed in the minds of our adults and our youth, to see ourselves in a negative viewpoint, that's when we can start to really elevate ourselves into seeing ourselves as being capable of doing great and wonderful things. But if we're going to just see ourselves from a negative perspective and we're going to feel ashamed about being black and all these things, then basically that's going to be a problem. And that's the reason why we need to have our own schools where we can teach black history, because they don't even want to. You can be in a black school, in a black community, but they won't let you when the city or the government or the state controls that school. You can't bring black history into it. But if we start our own school independently from them, then we could actually teach black history, and that would be a good thing, because it would give pride back to our youth and even to our adults to know some of these great things that our people had done. And that would be great, because once you start to hear a lot of the great things that our people have done, and you can even see proof and truth that has gone along with it, it gives you a lot more pride in you being black. And then you can start even singing that song that James Brown said. Say it loud. Bum, 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 bum. I'm black and I'm proud. Da, 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 da. And that's what we need to start doing for our youth. And that's what we need to start doing for even our adults. Because, like I said, many of them have been brainwashed into seeing themselves totally from a negative perspective, because that's what's been flooded into the minds of our people, seeing ourselves in the negative. And that's one of the reasons they don't want any form of black history in the schools. So these are things that we can do, and we need to get in touch with different folks in our community that are multimillionaires and say, yo, man, if you could give up, you know, you're a multimillionaire, you said you got $50 million in your bank account. Come on, man, you could give up, you know, $10 million or, you know, $5 or $8 million. And if you did that, that would be great, because in doing that, that will open the door for us to be able to see what we can do to bring about some positive knowledge of our people and what we can do as a people to bring about some serious positive change. So all I could say at this point, which is a really important piece, is that we need to really start to see some things that we can do together. And in doing those things together, we can really start to bring about some positive things that would really help our people to see, you know, what we can do and what we should do. Because it's very important to have that kind of opportunity in our possession, because we can change the minds of our people from seeing themselves from being losers and negative people that are very incompetent and can't do this and can't do that. And all of that is lies. But the only way that you can truly change that negative attitude of seeing yourself in that negative state is by you coming to a point where you can show your people the positive things that you've done in the past. And that's something that we really need to have within our possession. Because once we start showing our youth and our adults that we are not incompetent people that never were able to create airplanes or, you know, cars or, you know, even spaceships or anything like that, that's something that we just didn't have the knowledge to do. But in ancient Egypt, that was one of the things that we were able to do. And one of the other things on that, you know, the gentleman that was taking our people out to Egypt to you know, show them the history of our people in ancient Egypt, you know, eventually, because he was bringing so many of our people out there, they stopped him from actually being able to go into the pyramids in Egypt. And when they first did that to him, he was like, what? I can't even believe this. Why can't we go into the pyramids? I want to show my people some of the things that, you know, is written on the walls in Egyptology, and also not only that, but the pictures and things that are there as well. Why can't we show them? They said, no, no, we ain't letting you guys into the pyramids no more, because we don't want you guys in here. And they was like, what? And then they had put, you know, a sign up that said, do not enter on this side, right? But he went, you know, through the gate thing that they had there. And when he went in there, he saw that they had taken the pictures of the black people that were written on the walls in the pyramids, and they were painting them white. So a lot of this negative stuff that, you know, is really very important for us to know about, many times they will steal that information from us and tell us a lie that, no, no, it's not you people that did this, we did this. And even with something that is, you know, being that this is a Christian country, you know, and white as well as black, Asian, Hispanic people, a lot of people, majority of the people in this country are Christian. And the thing about it is, all we've been known to see about Jesus is that he is a white person. But it even says in the Bible that he was a black person with woolly hair, with brown skin, and all of that. But the bottom line is they don't want that to be taught as well. And the funny thing about it is, how can you say that white people are so very much superior to black people, and then you see white people on their knees praying to a black Jesus? That would definitely turn black people around from saying, what? The other day I was in a church, you know, a white church, and they had this big black picture of Jesus, and they were all praying to a black Jesus. And I'm like, what? If we're so inferior to them, why are they saying all this crazy stuff about us when they're praying to a black Jesus? So they can't even hold that superiority on us if they tell the truth that Jesus was black. And they don't want that to be ever spoken on, because if it is, that means our people would definitely feel 100% better about being black. And again, like James Brown says, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That's right. And our kids would sing that song too. And the bottom line is, they just need to know the truth and see the proof that Jesus was a black man. And when you see it in the Bible, you don't even have to rewrite the book or anything. It's already there, written, where it's showing that Jesus was black. But the problem is, many of the black churches don't even have a picture of a black Jesus, which is really sad as well. Some of them don't know it, and some of them have been brainwashed to say, no, just keep him as white, don't have a change in the black, you know. And they feel that, you know, they might as well just keep them as white. But the bottom line is, there's a saying in the Bible that's very powerful, and it says the truth shall set you free. And when you know the truth about the color of what Jesus was, that's going to have a huge impact on our people, you know. And unfortunately, many of them do not know that Jesus was a black man. And that is very important for them to awaken to that true knowledge of knowing that. You knew that, then you would feel 100% better in knowing that white people are praying to a black man. That's right. So you are not inferior to white people, you know. You definitely aren't. And you don't need to listen to that lie that they're telling you, because they want to make you feel down and out, inferior, feel incompetent, feel that you'll never escape poverty, that you'll never escape the knowledge of being able to accomplish any positive or wonderful great things in your life, because you're just an incompetent person that's mentally disabled. And that's a lie. That is a big lie. but our people are supposed to believe that lie. And we do not need to acknowledge that. We do not need to accept that. We need to know the truth and allow the truth of God to set us free from all these lies of Satan that have been placed in our minds for us to see ourselves in a negative mindset. But once we start to see the truth and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we as a people, being the first people on this planet that were black people, that were African people, that basically we did accomplish great and wonderful things in this world. But they're not supposed to know that. But it doesn't make a difference that you got to ask Master Charlie, well, is it all right if I get black history in my school? You know they're going to say no. So why are you going to be on your knees begging them for an opportunity to get black history in your school? They do not want you to know any of the positive things that our people have done. They don't want you to know that Jesus was black. They don't even want you to know that the light bulbs that were created years ago by a black man was someone from Con Edison, because Con Edison never told the truth that our gentleman that was black actually created, that was working for Con Edison, that created that great and wonderful opportunity for him to really be able to come up with that great and wonderful idea. And when he did that, it wasn't just here for the Americans. That light bulb was used around the world. And that was a good thing. So all I can say is these are things that we can do, but we have to be able to make some things come about without a doubt. And we can really make it come through. We just need to know more about our history. Also, we need to know more about ability to be able to accomplish great things like we've done in the past. Because the thing about it is, we can do it. So all I can say at this point is, Black history is definitely a very important piece of the puzzle that we need to add on to helping our community and changing the mindsets of our folks. Also, to be able to have community centers, to be able to have, and to be, also be able to have some things like, not only, you know, just to have community centers and also to have holistic health centers and to also have spiritual unity centers. Come together in spiritual unity to create a wonderful, great, awesome change in our community. But these are things that we really, really, really need to have. And when we can teach this to our youth, when we can teach this to our adults, we can totally, totally change their minds from seeing things from a negative perspective and seeing themselves from a negative perspective to seeing themselves from a positive perspective. And that's very, very important. Because once we start to see things from that point, we'll be able to make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about. But without knowing any of this stuff and to just be grounded in our communities with negativity and being able to really not see anything but negativity from what we've been taught, then basically what happens is these are things that, you know, we will unfortunately not be able to, you know, rise up out of negativity. And that's the thing. Without knowing these things, then that's what ends up putting us in a very negative situation. So all I can say is we can definitely, you know, do these things. And it's not like you got to have trillions of dollars to do it with. We can start off with millions, and then we can, you know, actually multiply those millions into billions. But the bottom line is we just need to come together in unity, work with each other, and see what we can do. But anyway, at this point, if there's any comment that anyone has on this, and would like to share any information on how they feel about what has been said thus far, then, hey, you know, no problem. That would be great if you wanted to give some positive feedback on what was said.
Well, I just think... somebody
else. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Hello?
I was going to say, we can open up the line.
Ma'am, can I get some phone?
Okay. So you're going to open up the line there? Go ahead.
929-586.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, everyone. What's up? What Brother Ben is saying is true. I have to say that in the aspect of focusing on that Jesus Christ is black and he's in the Bible, that whole area of the country, and we're black people, okay, and so on. So we're focusing on that, but as human beings, we were the first human beings, go back 2.5 million years, we were the first human beings on the planet, and so on. The other thing with the electricity, Louis Latimer worked for Thomas Alva Edison as a designer, and so on. What happened was that Thomas Edison could not keep the light bulb lit.
Wasn't
working. And what Louis Latimer did was discover the filament that would keep the incandescent bulb lit. But not only that, he wired New York. He wired New York. He wired London. He wired Chicago, and so on. He did the designs or the layouts for the wiring of New York City. There are thousands of other patents that are under him. What Thomas Edison did to everybody, and several other names that was that anything that any of his workers designed became property of Con Edison. Now, there are companies that are doing that now. All right. I think he was the first one to take these properties that people did in his law, in his business, and made his. There are many. There are about 50,000 inventions that we have made. We have done, and that's just in this country. But we also found how to produce electricity in the pyramids. Okay, through clay jars and how that was done. So being that we were the oldest people, whatever was done on this earth initially, all right, from the basis, was done by people of color. All right. And before the differentiation of black and white, because that was a new concept that came in like 1400 years. There was Swedish people was an engineer, an architect, was an engineer architect. These people just didn't exist in a vacuum. Our people were created. Intelligent, all right, men and women. You know, as Imhotep, a surgeon, an engineer, got into astrology and astronomy. You know, he wasn't such a nice person, but that's something that he did. Those are the things that he contributed. You know, and it's in our DNA. Okay, we just need to remember. You know. The Bible says, remember when you were my delight. All right. Remember, didn't I say that you were God? So act like it. Be creative. So we need to instill that pride in our heritage, of what we need to understand it and believe it, because it's true. Everything in this, that was built in this country on the baseline was created by us. 50,000 inventions.
Amen.
You know, and we were the one that extended slave trade, slavery, because we invented the cotton gin. And that extended slavery another 60 years. You know? So I don't want to put us up on a pedestal of pride so much, but there's good and bad in everyone. You know, and there's some good that we did and there's some not so good that we did.
We didn't get the good, you know? I pulled off.
But we keep, let us know, let the children know. You know, give them a reason to believe. Because right now what they're looking at, you know, back at their mothers and fathers and grandmothers, they're not looking at it. What they're looking at is as a prison system. You know, what they're looking at is broken homes, no mothers and fathers. What they so how can they get, you know, how can they see hope when hope has left them so long ago? And this is generations. You know, so as we have arduous work to do, it's possible I may not see it in my lifetime, but every generation, every 20 years is different. You know, and it's not all about negativity. Hate music, sexist music, and all that is bad, and there are people out there doing, but there are also people out there doing great things now.
Okay.
You know, we need to concentrate on that as well as much as we concentrate on the negativity. And Hotep.
Okay, well, brother, I appreciate your positive feedback. It's true, man. Not a lot of our people are even aware of the fact that these are things that we need to know, and that, you know, these are things that help us to truly grow positively. But the bottom line is you're being denied the opportunity to even be able to have any of this knowledge within your grasp. Basically, all you're being taught is just the negative.
If I may, brother, let me say one thing that's more important than all of that.
After
what's more
order,
important than all of that, we
order.
Have to become humane.
Okay,
yeah.
We must become humane. Humanity. You know, we've lost that. You know, to a great extent. And once we can get that back, you know, we're treating our brother and sister as our brother.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, that's the main thing that we have to strive to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So once we come together in unity and show respect, caring, and wanting to help one another, that's going to be a good thing, because we've been brainwashed to try to do just the opposite, to be someone that really doesn't care about our people and doesn't want to help our people at all. You know,
ma'am, I did give you a 10 for his order.
You got a lot of background.
Really, the manuscript got the deal, because I gave you a 10.
Anyway, these are things that we definitely need to deal with. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, as we as a people start to, you know, really speak to, you know, those who have money, and even if we don't find a lot of millionaires coming together like they do in other communities, we can still see what we can do, even with just out of the 40 million people that we have here in this country, even if we only get, you know, a small amount of money from them, whether it's $3 that we could get, you know, possibly in a month, or, you know, every 2 or 3 months, or if it's $5 or $10, the bottom line is that money will build up to be very helpful as well. But if you have no respect, no desire to help each other, no desire to want to see your community be improved, then that's a whole nother situation, you know? And that's really a shame when you find yourself in that type of situation, you know? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to deal with it from this perspective. We have to definitely start to care, respect, love. We want to share our ability to help one another. So we're going to stay in that negative mindset where we don't care, and that's going to continue to make things worse. But once we start to really reach out to want to help and be a blessing to one another, that's going to turn our community totally around, and that's what needs to be done, you know. But anyway, like I said, I just wanted to share that because that's something that's very essential and important, that our people will start to really reach out to be a blessing to one another and to strive to change things, you know. And the other side of it is, you know, awakening to our true identity of who we are is very important, too, because, you know, we've been taught, like I said, that we're very limited people that don't really have any type of, type of help of being someone that is very intelligent, that is someone that is capable of doing great and wonderful things. You know, those are things that have been kept away from us because we don't have any reference to the history of our people in the past. But the bottom line is that we still need to know that these are things that were done in the past, and not really just that, but we also need to know our true identity of who we are as well. And when I say that, I'm not just talking about the historic teachers and that thing, but also even when we're looking at it from a spiritual perspective. When we're looking at it from a spiritual perspective, that will show you things that will come things around, you know, for us as a people. And that's why it's so important for us to know that, you know, because you know, when you really look at, like I said before, what the Lord said, you know, that you are made in the likeness and image of God. And when we talk about being made in the likeness and image of God, that gives us an opportunity to acknowledge our God selves and our God being. And without that being the case, then we're finding ourselves in a situation that really is putting us, you know, just in seeing ourselves as limited human beings. But once we start to acknowledge our true identity of being God, being sons and daughters of God, that has God-given ability within us, but we need to tap into that ability, then that's when that ability will come about, where we can utilize it to really do miraculous and awesome and amazing things to help ourselves and help our people. But if we're going to stay in that negative mindset of seeing ourselves as being limited people, then that's what's going to happen and continue to happen. And we do not need to keep ourselves in that negative space where we are constantly seeing ourselves from a negative perspective. It doesn't make any sense to end up in that kind of mindset where we are definitely looking at, you know, things from a negative perspective and seeing ourselves from a negative perspective. But anyway, right now, all I can say is that this is something that, you know, has to be done, because without us really, you know, awakening to our true identity and seeing ourselves as we truly, truly are, then basically what's going to happen is, you know, we're just going to stay in that negative mindset, and the negative mindset that has been holding our people in a terrible, impoverished situation is poverty consciousness. You believing that you are a prisoner of poverty and will never escape, and that's not true, that we need to rise up out of. But the only way you could do that is when you change your mindset from negative to positive. And that's when you can really start to bring about that positive change. But if you're going to keep saying, woe is me, why did this happen to me, and why can't I, you know, start to change things from all of this negativity that, you know, is happening to me right now and all this. You know, if you're just going to keep saying, woe is me all the time, every day, then you're just making your situation worse and worse. But when you can start to see yourself as a God being, as a true son or daughter of God that has your God-given ability to do a lot of great, awesome, and amazing things, that's when you can turn things around. But you have to, again, be willing to serve God. You have to be willing to surrender to God. And you have to be willing to want to help the lives of others. It can't be a situation where you are going to be in a situation where you're not going to be able to see yourself from that positive perspective. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, just recently, which was really a negative situation, is that, you know, I was even told by, you know, a person on this radio show that if I keep talking about the fact that our people are God beings and that we are true sons and daughters of God, what they would actually do is create a situation where, you know, we would be in a situation where we would actually, you know, find ourselves not in a comfortable situation. And the reason why I say not in comfortable, because I was told that if I keep, you know, talking about this, that I'm going to be thrown in jail, you know, which is crazy. You mean to tell me you can't speak spiritually about how your people are God being? You know, and I'm not the only one or the first one that has ever said this, but the bottom line is that it's not being taught as a regular in the churches today. You know, this is something that's been swept under the rug, and the majority of our people don't even know that this type of ability is there. But the bottom line is that it is there, and we need to awaken to that and start to utilize our spiritual God-given power to bring about positive change. And these are things that I don't think we can do. I know we can do. But the bottom line is that, you know, even when I look at my own personal life and I see, you know, that when I ran across those scriptures that spoke about that by the Supreme Lord of the universe in Genesis, you know, he said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. I was like, what? We're made in the likeness and image of God? Black people? I said, wow, that's interesting. And then I looked into it, and I called on the power of God to be activated within me. And that's when a lot of great miracles did come about. There were some people that were blind, and I was able to give them back their vision. There was an elder that was deaf, and I was able to give him back his hearing. You know, and when I say I was able to, I'm still talking about through the power and grace and mercy of God. I'm not saying just me as a person did it, and I didn't need God's help, I didn't need Jesus and nothing like that. I'm saying that because of God and Jesus allowing me to be able to activate this wonderful power that is in, within all of us, the thing about it was that's when those things came about. And there were people that were in extreme pain. You know, there was a sister in prison, and she was in a terrible car accident. And she felt that her, because she had banged her head against a metal screen within a bus, what ended up happening was that that situation caused her to have extreme pain. She said she couldn't even take it anymore. She said, if a few more days comes through, I know I'm just going to go totally insane because I just can't take this pain. It's too harsh on me. So she said, but I, you know, heard on the radio that you do this healing meditation. You think it might help? I said, yeah, let's do it. And that's what we did. We did the healing meditation, and we had 3 sessions together. And after the 3rd session of doing the healing meditation, all her pain in her brain was gone. And I was really glad to see that. And then there was other situations where people were in car accidents and they had terrible back pain and hip pain, and you know, some of them even were in situations where their knees were about to be, you know, the caps on their knees were getting ready to be cut off and replaced with plastic and all of this. And he did the healing, and it changed their lives dramatically, where they were actually healed. So all I'm saying to you is that, no, I'm not telling you that this is something that only I can do. This is something that we all can do. But the bottom line is that we've been brainwashed so thoroughly by Master Charlie to believe that these are things that we can't do, that sometimes even when we hear it, it just goes in one ear and it comes out the other, which is really sad to see, because we shouldn't just take knowledge and wisdom and understanding that is so powerful like this that could be a life changer, and then we just say, nah, I don't want to hear none of that, man. We don't have no ability, spirituality, to really do anything to help our people. You know, no, no. And that is because what happened with that is that we have a situation where we've been brainwashed and believing to see ourselves only in the negative, not in the positive. So once we start to really come together in that positive perspective, that's when we're going to be able to really bring about that positive change. Anyway, what I wanted to do right now is to give any of those folks that would like to really experience activating their God-given power within them, we can go over some different opportunities of how you can do something like that and see what we can do to bring about some positive change. But anyway, my number where you can reach me at, where we could go over this together, is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And again, I understand Master Charlie has done a very good job in brainwashing our people not to believe that we would ever have any connection with God where we would be able to activate any spiritual power. And he's done a good job of making sure that we would never believe anything like that. And believing that we are limited people that are definitely folks that can hardly accomplish anything, we got a whole bunch of people that believe that, unfortunately. And we need to really change that and get more and more of our people to actually be willing to bring about positive change in their lives, mm-hmm. instead of being stuck and seeing themselves from a negative perspective. And once we start to really see ourselves from that positive perspective, that's when we're going to be able to bring positive change, not only in our lives, but also in the lives of people in our community. So anyway, these are things that we can discuss at different times when people call. We're going to have meetings where we're going to be dealing with that on the phone and different things and going over things like that. So if you guys are interested in discussing things on this, and if you have any belief or faith that, you know, we are God beings, that we can tap into our true God-given ability, then like I said, give me a call and we'll see what we can do and make some great and wonderful things come through to set ourselves free from the lies of Satan and negativity. Yes, indeed. We do not need to become serious prisoners of poverty and negative ways of seeing ourselves, but we can be those that have a positive outlook on seeing ourselves in a positive way so we can create a much positive and brighter and successful day for ourselves and for our people. But anyway, like I said, Brother Ron, you had a gentleman that you wanted to bring on that was going to speak about business opportunity.
Yeah, right now, just go with your in-house guest, and then when he comes on, I will give you the signal.
Okay.
He's not on right now.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to let
111111, you want to say something?
Oh, he's talking about somebody. Okay, go ahead.
You know how you do.
One, one, one. Anybody else?
Okay.
Well, 111 is not responding, so I have somebody else that can speak.
Well, I thank God for what the man of God was saying, and it's true. We all need to come together like God said, come together. The problem is why people don't want to come together because it's too much jealous, too much envy, too much backbiting. Instead of helping one another, we rather tear them down. But Jesus didn't do that. He loved everybody. There's nobody bigger than you, nobody bigger than us. We all in this thing together. So we need to come together. Even go out there and get the youth. Talk to the youth that you can minister to them, that you can just feedback and stuff. But you can't reach nobody if you don't have the love. How can you love me how can you love God that you never seen and hate your brother and sister? God said you're a liar. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, these are things that we definitely need to overcome in order to come together in unity because, you know, so much self-hatred is there between us as a people. And because of that, that's why you got our kids killing each other left and right. And that's one of the reasons why even our adults are stuck in, you know, doing things of that sort as well. So we got to, again, go from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. And once we start to open our minds and hearts to God and to Jesus' divine love, we'll be able to really turn things around in our community, not only just for individuals, but for our whole community, we can turn it around. Because like I said before, when the results came through with our youth that were, you know, stuck in those gangs and didn't want to come out, they just wanted to keep killing each other, keep selling drugs and doing crazy things like that, the bottom line was that really turned a lot of that negativity around when Jesus shared with us the spiritual formula that he did about visualizing and seeing the powerful and awesome power of one of the most powerful spiritual forces in the universe, which was God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. And when you combine those two forces together and then see them glowing brightly in the minds and hearts of our youth and in our adults and our communities, that's when some positive change can really come about. Because it's taken years for our people to be brainwashed into hating and wanting to kill one another. But through the divine love of God, we can change all of that. The divine love of Jesus, we can change all of that. And as Jesus said, he can reach into people's minds and hearts and pull all of that hatred and anger and the desire to kill and destroy each other out of their minds and hearts. And as it worked back then, it can even work now. But the bottom line is we have to see it and believe it in order to receive it. And once we start to see it from that perspective of having full faith in God and in Christ, that's when we'll start to see some great and wonderful types of results coming back to you and me. We'll all see that really happening again. And that's what's needed because we are definitely true sons and daughters of God that have our God-given ability. But how can you activate it if you don't even believe it's there? If you believe that you're no, I'd rather listen to Master Charlie than what God is saying. I'm made in the likeness and image of God. No, Master Charlie says I'm basically a limited person that can hardly achieve anything. I believe what he's saying. Forget about what God's saying. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have that kind of negative attitude where you rather listen to the lies of Satan instead of listening to the truth of God, then yes, you're going to remain stuck in that type of situation. But if you can open your heart, open your mind to the truth of God and what he just said, that you are made in the likeness and image of God, then basically that tells you that you are a God being that has the ability to do great, wonderful, and amazing things. But again, the very important part to that is that you have to believe it in order to receive it. Because you're going to be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina in regards to this, unfortunately, it's not going to work for you. But if you're going to have an open mind and an open heart that will allow you to truly see things from a positive perspective, that's how you will start to see a new reality starting to come through for yourself. There's no question about it. We do have the ability to turn all of this negativity around. And Brother Ron, is there anyone else that had any that's on the line that might have some more feedback for us? So if not, we could move forward with the prayer and the meditation at this point. Okay, buddy. Well, I guess not. So anyway, what I was going to say is that I'm going to allow Prophetess Anne to start off with a prayer, and then from there, we're going to go right into the meditation.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the word, God. Like you spoke today, God, many are called, but few are chosen. So, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. Lord, we ask you to touch each one that's on the radio show, God. And, Lord, just put your loving arms around people that they will show people love, that they will love their neighbors as they self. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, your sister, for sharing that powerful prayer. And now we're going to go into three deep breaths and then go right into the meditation. So let us find a comfortable sitting position. And after we find a comfortable sitting position, let us close our eyes. And as we close our eyes, let us look within and start to see bright light once again above us and see that bright light shining in our minds and hearts and really starting to set us free from all that former negativity. And also, the other thing that is good is we're getting ready to now start off with the first breath. So right now, breathe in deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Relax your mind, your heart, your whole entire body. Totally relax it. And set it free from tension and anxiety. Just let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in deep. Again, the knowledge of your true ID, knowing who you are, your true identity. You are a true son of God, a daughter of God, that has your God-given ability, and all you need to do is activate it. And you will start to see great and marvelous new reality coming through for you and for me. But when our people start to activate their spiritual ability, we can start to really see some positive change come about without a doubt. Okay, and now we're going to breathe out. While we breathe out, we're breathing out all fear and doubt, the lies of Satan telling us that that something like this will never work out. But we do not need to believe the lies of Satan. We can believe the truth of God that will set us free to live within a great new reality. Because once we start to see things from our perspective, we will definitely, definitely start to see what we need to know. Because once we really need to see that we have the ability, then we can start to let go of all of Satan's lies and start to see the truth and know that with God's grace and loving mercy, we will start to see the truth. So anyway, what I'm looking at right now is that we have the ability to do these things. The last breath, let us breathe in. That breath is the acknowledgement of our spiritual God-given power. Our God-given power is within us, and we do have the power and the ability to actually activate that power. But the only problem is we need to know that that power exists within us. We need to align ourselves with God and Christ. And as we align ourselves with God and Christ, we can start to see that great and wonderful new reality come about. But the bottom line is we have to see it and truly believe it. And our true God-given power that is within us can truly be said to acknowledge that once we align ourselves with God and Jesus and are willing to serve God and are willing to serve Jesus in regards to being able to be a son of God that will do the work that we have been sent here in this lifetime to do, we need to fulfill our divine destiny that we have been assigned. And each of us has a mission on planet Earth. We can either have a mission to do God's work, or we can have a mission to do a worldly work. And that's one of the things that Jesus said that was really powerful as well. Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. And the reason why he said not of the world is because this world is so filled with so much hatred, anger, killing, raping, stealing, committing suicide. All of these crazy things are going on a daily basis in the world. It's not like you're seeing this type of stuff coming about once in a blue moon, but you're seeing these types of things come about on a regular basis. And these are things that we do not need to get caught up into worldly negativity, but we need to get caught up into godly spirituality. And once we get ourselves to realize that we can raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and in Jesus the Christ, that's when everything's going to start to work out real, real nice. But the bottom line is that we need to open our minds and hearts to God and fulfill our mission here that we've been sent here to do. Yes, we can be selfish and say, nah, man, I ain't doing nothing for God. I'm just doing this for me. You know, I don't even believe that God exists. I don't have nothing to do with that, you know. For those folks that really feel that doubtful because you've been brainwashed to believe that God doesn't exist, that we don't have any spiritual power, all those kind of things, then, of course, this will never work for you until you change your mind. But the bottom line is for those who have an open heart, an open mind, that can believe that our God-given power can be activated and that we can truly bring about positive change in our community, that's when we will see some great, awesome, and amazing results come about. So all I can say at this point is it's not even a question of can we do it? I know we can do it. But we just have to see it and believe it. and we will achieve. So right now, what I would like you to do is to see your God-given power shining brightly within you. And as you see that God-given power shining brightly from your heart and mind, just know for a fact that if you can open your mind and heart to serve God and to want to fulfill your divine destiny here on earth, then basically you can use that God-given power to bring about positive things for our people. I know we can do it, and it's not even a question of do you think this might work. It definitely can work because I have seen it in my personal life, and I have seen it in the lives of other people as well. So I know this is not a joke. This is something that is very real. And I know we've been lied to for years. So from childhood even up into adulthood, we've been told that we do not have any spiritual ability or power within us. So we're just wasting our time to even try. And that's the sad thing about it, that listening to the lies of Satan, so many of us will easily grab hold of that. But we really need to believe what God said. You are made in the likeness and in the image of God. And once we start to acknowledge that that is our true identity, then we will start to see our new reality come about. So right now, what I would like us to do is to see our God-given ability shining brightly within us, and that we can start to focus on asking God and Jesus to release this awesome and amazing ability that we have within us. Because once it is set free within us so that we can use it to help ourselves and help our people to do positive things with it, that will be great. But the only way that that can come about is, again, we have to rid ourselves from all fear and doubt, and we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have this ability. God is here to bless us and help us out beyond a shadow of a doubt. But we have to know it. We have to believe it and see it, that we can truly, truly be able to accomplish great, awesome, and amazing miracles in our lives. But the problem is, you're going to be stuck in that negative mindset, and this won't work for you right now. But when you change your mind and say, you know what, I'm going to believe that this can happen, and I do believe it can happen. And when you can come back into a positive mindset and see that this is something that we really can do, then that can be something that will start to come through. But again, you just need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is something that will truly, truly come about. So once again, being that we are in the meditation right now, all I can say to you is that I know we can make our way to that brighter day, that we just need to believe that these are things that we can do. And once we start acknowledging this, then that's when it will come about. And it's not even a question of can it come about. It definitely can come about. But the only problem is we've been told that it can't and that it's not something that we can really do. But yeah, that's mine. Yeah. And that's something that we have to start to see, because once we start to see it and believe it, that's when we will start to truly achieve it. And it's really important for us to know that these are things that we can do, because that's it. We do have the ability to make it happen, and it's not even a question of whether we can or whether we can't. The question is, do we want to focus on the truth of God or the lie of Satan. And we should focus on the truth of God. And the beautiful thing about the truth of God, the truth, as it says in the Bible, will set you free from all suffering, negativity that we have been forced to see for in this world for thousands and millions of years. So we don't need to stay stuck in this. We can definitely, definitely open the door to see a wonderful new reality. But we just need to open our minds and hearts to the truth of God and know that this can definitely come about. And once we start to see that and acknowledge that, that's what's going to really start to happen for us. That's what's really going to start to fly. Our goals and dreams are going to take to the sky and start to fly. And we're going to be able to see that these are some wonderful things that can come about for you and me. But the bottom line is that we have to see it and believe it. As a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina that's stuck into seeing themselves as people that could never achieve anything from a spiritual perspective or could never, you know, activate our God-given power within, then you know what? You're 100% right. If you're not going to believe it, then you're not going to achieve it. But if you can open your mind and heart to feel that you can do this, then guess what? You will do this. And that would be a great and wonderful thing for you to achieve. But again, in order for it to happen, you have to believe it, and then we can receive it. So right now, from the crown of your head, see that bright light shining 7 times brighter than the sun, and see it flowing from your mind into your heart. And from your heart, see it going through your stomach, down through your hips, down to your knees, your ankles, your feet. So from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, see all of that awesome and amazing God-given power shining brightly, very brightly, and illuminating your entire consciousness, your heart, and purifying you and elevating you to a whole nother person of who you've been told that you could never be. But the bottom line is that you don't need to listen to that lie. You can listen to God's honest truth and be set free. And that's what we need to do. But once we start to see things from that positive perspective, that's when we can truly, truly start to see God's awesome, amazing new reality coming through you and me. And that would be great. And that's the whole thing right now. We just need to see that this is something that can truly happen. And one of the things that we can see right now is the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and abundance can draw unto us millions upon billions of dollars. That's right. The magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance can draw unto us millions upon billions of dollars. And this is another thing. Once we start to know that this is something that we can also do, and that's something that will open the door for me and you. But you just have to believe it in order for you to receive it. Because as we start to acknowledge our true identity as being true sons and daughters of God and drawing unto us as a magnet for wealth, huge amounts of money and cash, this is something we can start to do at last. But the problem is, if you don't believe it and you feel that this is something you could never do, that's one thing. But if you can open your mind and heart to believe that this is something that we can truly do, then this is something that we will do. and you will be successful too. And that's something that we need to know, that cash and money and dough will start to come our way, but we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is something we can truly, truly bring about. So all I can say to you right now is see a bright green light above your head, shining brightly, and that is that magnetic light of God's magnetic power of wealth, prosperity, and abundance. See it filling your mind, your heart. See it filling your entire body, every single cell in your body. And see it now going out of your body and going to the four corners of the universe, drawing back into you many positive things, positive people that can help you out financially. See not only that, but great opportunities that can create multi-millions and billions of dollars in your life. Not only that, but also see great and wonderful situations that can also come to you through not only those people that we spoke about and situations, but through the magnetic power of God, it's going to be drawing unto you many, many great opportunities as well. And this is something that's going to work out for you as well. But you have to see it and believe it and know that you have the power and the ability to achieve it. And once you raise your mind up out of that negativity of the past and start to see your true identity as love, that is going to be very powerful, because you are not a limited human being that can hardly do anything. But that's what you've been taught, and that's what they want you to believe. But you do not have to believe that. You can believe the truth that you are made in the likeness and image of God. And because you are a God being, a true son or daughter of God, you do have that ability within you that just needs to be activated. And that's what we are looking at now. So we are asking God right now to please shine his grace, love, and mercy upon us and allow the ability for us to draw millions upon billions of dollars into our possession. And as we draw those millions and billions of dollars into our possession, it will set us free from poverty and our people in our communities from poverty as well. That's right. Lord, we are asking you for your loving kindness, your mercy, and your grace to please set us free from financial struggle and poverty. Allow us able to rise up on a mountaintop of success where we can now achieve our very, very best. So right now, what I would like you to do is to visualize and see yourself definitely receiving this wealth, prosperity, and great abundance in your life. And as you receive this great wealth and prosperity and abundance in your life, you will be able to really make some great and wonderful things happen. And that's the thing. What are we going to do with this money? Again, now that we have it in our possession, see it. See community centers going up where our youth and adults will be taught entrepreneurial programs. And for those that don't know what entrepreneurialism means, entrepreneurialism is talking about business, how you can be an entrepreneur to start your own business. And as you start your own business, you're going to be able to make hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars and see that happening for our youth as well, and see that happening for other adults in our community as well that are going to be taught that at our community. And also another great thing that we should see is our spiritual unity. That's right. Coming together in spiritual unity to be a blessing for our community. So we could start spiritual unity churches that can bring our people together in unity to actually accept one another and to pray for with one another, to even go on fast together and to pray and fast and to do meditation together where we are seeing what we're seeing now. We're seeing ourselves being set free from negative situations of the past. And now we are truly in a situation where we can truly be set free at last. But the bottom line is we have to know for a fact that this is something that will truly come about. And it's not even a, I think it might work, or, yeah, you know, that would be nice if this could happen, but I don't really know. No, we're leaving all of that negativity out of our minds and out of our hearts, and we're seeing things from a positive perspective where we know we have received it already, and now we have put together spiritual unity churches throughout our communities. We are seeing community centers that are going up as well, and those community centers are going to be utilized to teach our kids Black history, how to become entrepreneurs, and to actually be taught how they can change their lives. You know, instead of being out on the street selling drugs and being arrested and being thrown in jail or being killed in the gang wars, which are two very serious problems that our youth are dealing with. Why? Because there's not any positive programs out there for them to go into. It's different when you have several different programs that are out there for a person that's positive. But when you have quite a few programs that are out there and they're all negative, then guess what? They don't have any positive future to look at. And that's one of the reasons why so many of them end up in jail and in early graves. And we do not need to have our youth in any of those situations, because we are now visualizing and seeing the magnetic power of God within us. So we are the magnets for wealth, and we can draw that money to us, huge amounts of money and cash, huge amounts of millions and billions of dollars coming into our possession. And not only can we have, you know, the community centers, and also not only just the community centers and the spiritual unity churches, but we can also open up Black schools. We can open up Black colleges. We can open up Black high schools and junior high schools and even elementary schools. These are some things that we could do as well. Because now that we have that money in our possession, we can start to utilize it to bring about some great and wonderful opportunities for our people to really improve their lives. And our youth, this is great, because if you got Black colleges, and if you got Black high schools and junior high schools, and you're putting our kids in those instead of into these high schools and colleges that they have now, that so many of them are not really improving their lives with, you know, they end up owning $300,000, $250,000, $100,000 in, unfortunately, student loans that they dealt with because they went to college and all of this. And then when they, you know, even graduated from college, you know, it took them many years to even get a job, you know. But that's the sad thing about it, is that when you have no program that is really working strongly for you, you can spend all of that time and not come out with anything positive out of that. And we want to set up programs where not only are we going to, you know, teach them how to deal with it, but we're going to have a whole team of people working with them to help them so that they can make things happen. And that's what we need to do. So all I can say right now is that as we start to see a great and awesome, wonderful opportunity for you and me, because we have just received huge amounts of money in cash. These are just some of the things that we can do. We can have holistic health centers as well, and those holistic health centers can actually have, instead of all this pharmaceutical medicine that unfortunately many times has many negative side effects that make people sick and ill and die, we can have a more natural aspect of where we're getting healing from. You know, because the herbs are things that we dealt with in the past. And basically, when we were dealing with herbal medicine at that time, you know, we were getting great results. But then when we started adding these chemicals and all these other things in there, that's when, unfortunately, a lot of people were starting to get very sick and ill. And, you know, that's a whole nother story on how if you give a person a cure for their ailment, then basically you can make money off of them. But if you can keep them ill and sick, then basically they have to keep coming back to you for medicine. And that's a whole nother story on what is going to go down in working, you know, with them. You know, people are making serious money off of them, but that's not what our goal is. Our goal is not to abuse and take advantage of our people, because since we've been here in America, that's one of the things that we've been experiencing for years, whether it was slavery, whether it was racism, and now even today, you know, the medical industry is taking advantage still of people, and they say that the main focus of what they're doing is dealing with focusing on our community. But anyway, the bottom line is this. We do have the ability to start holistic health centers. We can start community centers. We can start black schools that can offer, that can be colleges, that can be high schools, that can be junior high schools, that can even be elementary schools. And out of those schools that could be available, we could finally teach black history. And we can also have even, you know, great opportunities for our youth to find out for the first time in their lives the great and wonderful things that our people did. But these are things that our people need to know, because if they don't know anything positive about our people, of course, they're going to be ashamed of even being black. Why? It's because we've been brainwashed with so much negative things that were said about our people, and a lot of the great things that we did achieve over the millions of years that we've been here on this planet, stolen away from us and was given to white people as being the ones that have done this, that, and the other. But, you know, that's the thing. We need to be able to share with our people the truth of true history of what has gone down. And once we do, we can definitely start to turn things around. But anyway, all I can say at this point is seeing ourselves as two magnets for wealth is very important. And I'm really glad to see that for those that are still on the line with you and me, that we can actually now start to tap into our ability to bring about positive change. There's no question about it. You are worthy of it, and you are capable of it. But all you have to do, again, is see it, believe it, and you will receive it. So anyway, if Brother Ron is still available at this point, I would like him to turn the music on so that we could hear some music that we usually close our program with. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for being on our program. And this is something that, you know, is really good, because with this being the situation, we have an opportunity to really bring some positive things in mind to our people. So all I can say at this point is I'm very thankful to see that we have the ability to truly start to make some wonderful things come about. So, Brother Ron, are you still there?